welcome. You're watching The Buck Stops Here and I'm Barkha Dutt. A big political story tonight. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti is in Delhi. Among the leaders she met was the Prime Minister and the Defence Minister. This as reports came in of a fourth civilian having died in clashes with security forces. Remember that the entire trouble in the last 24 hours began after reports of an alleged molestation by security forces, after which protesters were fired on, and in this firing, three civilians, including a 19-year-old budding cricketer known as the Sachin Tendulkar of Handwara, was killed. A fourth civilian was killed in firing today. However, the army released a video that it said proved conclusively that its men and security personnel were not responsible for the molestation of a young Kashmiri woman. Instead, they said that this was something that was charged against a local youth. The larger question, however, remains. This is also a day when students of the NIT, which has occupied the headlines over the last week, were protesting at Delhi's Jantar Mantar. From NIT to Handwara, the Kashmir Valley is on the edge. And this is the first challenge for the PDP-BJP alliance. Can they meet this challenge, or are politicians playing with fire in the valley? Let's introduce our panel. Joining us from the PDP is Wahidur Rehman. Joining us from the BJP is its spokesperson and senior leader, GVL Narasimha Rao. The opposition national conference is represented by Tanveer Sadiq. Shabnam Lone, an advocate in the Supreme Court, as well as a Kashmiri activist, is also on the program today. And General Jaswal, who has served as the former Northern Army commander, is also on the program tonight. Let me start with you, Wahidur Rehman. How does Mehbooba Mufti look at what has happened? We've seen the video released by the army. In fact, let's bring up shots of that video now. This video has not actually been filmed by the army, though it was released by the army. This, the army says, shows the young woman basically giving her account of what happened to her, and she is saying, according to the army, that this is proof that their men were not responsible for what happened to her. However, of course, the subsequent firing and the death of three young men has taken the issue beyond that initial reports of molestation. How do you see what's happened?
Well, it's first unfortunate incident that has taken place yesterday. But at the same time, the way you said, I want to inform you and the other people who are concerned about the incident that an inquiry has been established and a probe by the army has also been ordered. And we are committed to uphold the human dignity of every citizen, whether he's a Kashmiri or a non-Kashmiri. A lot of issues have been happening from NIE to Handwara. Mm. So I just want to clear that we are committed. We will try our level best. But at the same time, we are not reacting. We don't want to hush up things. And the question is now, the girl's statement has given a new confusion to the entire story, and the statement says that somebody has instigated this violence and somebody has tried to create a nuisance. We are trying to find out those miscreants, whosoever. That's why it's going to take some more time. So I think we need to give some time to security forces also and to the people who are incurring the entire incident. We should not really do politicize the entire issue, which a lot of people are trying to politicize it. We should not make it an entire...
But even, do you believe that the release of this video changes the perspective of this entire controversy? Of course, the fact is that the army has expressed deep regret for what happened, although there are reports that the local police was also implicit in the firing. But four civilians have died, Wahid, and you're a young man yourself. Among the youngest people to have died is 19-year-old Naeem Bhatt, known as the Sachin Tendulkar of Handwara. Cricket was his dream. His mother talking about who will bring my Gavaskar back inside his house. Photographs of Rahul Dravid and Tendulkar. I mean, it is heartbreaking, whether it was initially a rumor or a misinformation that led to what happened. But do you believe that the video changes how we should see this?
Well, Barkha, nothing can justify the killings, and justice will be done. We'll ensure that justice is being done to the victims and to the families as well. But at the same time, we are also looking up the second angle, which the girl's statement says, that who's trying to instigate and who tried to put the fire in yesterday's entire incident. What happened exactly, and why is the girl making such a charge? If the charge is, if you go by the charge of the girl, then it's entire a different story. I mean, then somebody has instigated the entire episode and made it a different episode. So we have to be slightly patient so that the inquiry takes place, the probe takes place. So people should not entirely politicize the incident. And I think army, the moment a human rights violation happens in Kashmir, we make it anti-army. I think justice is not against army. Justice is also for the army, and justice given to the citizens. There are some miscreants in uniform also, or there may be some episodes where army, does some wrong things.
Yes, it has to be justice for all. It has to be justice for all.
It has to be justice for all, and justice is not against everyone. So,
I think Tanveer, is that a reasonable position?
We should be slightly patient.
Tanveer.
First of all, Barkha, yeah. I have a few points. Please don't interrupt me in that. Number one, under the Indian Penal Code 228A and the Supreme Court Directive, you cannot reveal the identity of a girl who is alleged molested.
We have not revealed her identity.
It's all over the internet. It's all over the social networking site. It's an official release from the army. I mean, ethically, it's wrong. No matter what happens, you cannot release a video. This girl is all over Kashmir right now. In fact, all over India. Number one. Number two, what I want to really, I don't want to politicize it. But the chief minister, instead of being in Jammu and Kashmir, she's sitting in Delhi meeting central minister. Was that important? Or was it important to be here, guide the administration, not let the administration be directionless? I mean, this is height of insensitive. I mean, it's very insensitive of her to say that she was fortunate enough to meet the defense minister. She says, ye log gareeb hain, to inko compensation do. I mean, what kind of a chief minister would use such a words? I mean, this is highly unfortunate. And number three, very important, is that, she comes out saying that, I met the prime minister. She comes out and gives flowers to the prime minister. You need to have a workable government in the field wherein, I have nothing against the PDP, but you need a leader who is here in the state, giving the army, giving the police the directions.
Aren't you politicizing it? Isn't your leader Omar Abdullah politicizing it by making it about why Mehbooba Mufti is in Delhi, for example? Why shouldn't she be in Delhi? She's the chief minister of a state meeting the prime minister and
because
the defense minister. Why did Omar have to put that out on Twitter in the middle of this unraveling situation?
I'll tell you why. Because Barkha, four people have been killed. Ask your correspondents in Srinagar. They will tell you the gravity of the situation. They'll tell you how the situation is so tense. Why is the chief minister should have been here? I mean, please understand, the whole administration is directionless. Nobody is there to guide them. Everybody is passing the buck from one to another. That's what it's happening right now in Kashmir.
Look, they're trying to put more fuel into the fire. And I think Chief Minister herself has talked to the Defence Minister. She's been in touch with all the Army Commander. The Army Commander today flew to Handwara also. I mean, everything is being done. Things are... we are trying our level best to de-escalate the tension. But it doesn't matter what she says. I mean...
Why does it matter? She's the Chief Minister. She's my chief
look,
minister,
can,
she's everybody's
can,
chief
you
minister.
You can continue to
she
politicize
cannot
it.
Say she's fortunate
I
to
think,
be the defense
I
minister. She can't sell the blood.
Well,
she can't say...
Tanveer, aren't you over dramatizing this by saying that she has promised a fair probe. Okay, let Vahid respond and
upholding the human rights from National Conference. Is National Conference going to tell us how to respect human rights in Kashmir? It's unfortunate. 60,000 dead bodies. Who's responsible for that? Who's responsible for hanging Kashmir? Who's responsible on 1987? Who's responsible for 2010 by killing 120 children in the streets of Jammu and Kashmir?
One minute, Tanveer, I just checked one thing.
Clear issue of justice and human rights. We are committed to give justice to the families, and you will see it in coming days. It's not. We are not going to do it in hours, and we'll ensure that this is something done.
I have to interject here and just hang on, everybody. Listen, 1 minute, Tanveer. Firstly, on your point whether the army's official release did not hide the identity of the girl, the officially released video does blur the identity of the girl. The officially released video by the army and the today does blur the identity. So yes, the video that came into the public domain yesterday, the video that leaked into the public domain did not blur the identity, but the official release does. I'm just correcting you on that.
By an individual, you cannot release a video. It's been recorded by an individual. You cannot come out saying that this is the girl and look at her point of view. You have to respect her. You have to. She is all over the country.
Let me get GVL Rao.
Everybody knows who she is. Ethically, it's wrong.
Okay, GVL Rao. What it looks like to a lot of people watching what's happening in Kashmir, and certainly I have been a reporter on Kashmir for more than two decades, it looks like your ideological differences between you and the BJP are pulling the government in two opposite directions. And let me explain what I mean. One is the response in the aftermath of Handwara. The PDP has a certain position. Mehbooba's father used to stand for what he called the healing touch policy. On the other hand, you have the NIT students, and let's bring up those shots. The NIT students sitting on Dharna, the non-local students who have left, over 1,000 have left, they're sitting in Dharna at Jantar Mantar. Anupam Kher and others of his thought were stopped from going to the NIT. They are fans of the BJP. They are seen to be ideologically close to you. Now, how can the BJP espouse the Bharat Mata ki test on the other hand, not let an Anupam Kher into NIT, but on the other hand, also handle the aftermath of what we're seeing in Handwara? Aren't we seeing the ideological contradictions taking a toll on Kashmir today?
Not at all. I think the BJP is wedded to its ideology, and for us, nationalism comes above everything else. I think we are not compromising anything. Not a wee bit. The reality is Jammu and Kashmir is a difficult state to administer. It has not become difficult yesterday. Last month, we all know how Omar Abdullah allowed people to die and fend for themselves in the floods. So even proper relief was not available to the people of Jammu and Kashmir.
And
it has been a troubled torn state. It has been strife torn. It has been
ashamed.
It has been strife torn. I think you are doing petty politics. I think people have rejected and you are doing petty politics. You are blaming Indian Army. You are blaming Indian Army, for God's sake.
Ethically,
I think I will call you anti-national.
I am not blame.
You are anti-army.
I don't blame anybody.
You are trying to.
I am saying no. I am not. If you can understand English, I am repeating. I am not. I am not blaming anyone.
One minute. GVL Rao, the question is not about the army in particular. This incident has happened, and whoever is responsible for it, even if the entire episode, I'm sure you would agree, started on the misinformation around this molestation, if the standard operating procedure was not followed, whoever was responsible for this will have to be punished. The army itself has said this. The army itself.
Absolutely.
Right? So let's agree on that. This cannot go away unpunished.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the contradiction
NIT. Let me
the contradiction
finish.
Is on the NIT.
I have not been allowed to finish
my
point.
Do you agree that Mr.
No,
Kher
should
have been stopped at the airport? Do you agree that Mr. Kher, in the interest of the larger peace of the valley, which is fragile today, do you agree that Anupam Kher should have been stopped at the airport as he was?
That's a call that the local administration had to take based on the prevailing situation.
Okay.
Sitting in Delhi, you all have gone to JNU. You all have made umpteen trips to JNU. But I don't think any journalist had the time to go to NIT and interview anybody. So we are only discussing on television without having any first-hand experience of the situation.
But that's also because
Srinagar.
The media is not
so
allowed
it's for
inside
the state
NIT.
Government.
Mr. Rao, the media is not being allowed inside NIT.
No, media has umpteen ways of getting its feedback, umpteen ways of reaching out to the people. But political parties who have made song and dance about JNU have not had the time.
So what is the BJP
to go
position
and you have
on
not,
NIT?
You have let them off.
What is the BJP position on
our
NIT
position,
issue?
No, we want some kind of, we want the situation to normalize. We want all the students of NIT, whether they are from Kashmir or from outside, have to live together. We have to normalize situation there. We have to build confidence in them. These confidence building measures are currently going on.
But isn't there a
certainly,
contradiction?
Certainly, I think you have to allow a little
time.
But
isn't there a contradiction in
there
your,
is no
in your
contradiction.
Nationalism
it's
position?
It's only in your mind.
When it, no, let me ask the question. When it is your government, half of the government is by the BJP, when it is your government that takes a decision to stop an Anupam Kher, that speaks to the contradictions of this nationalism benchmark that you have set for everybody else. I may or may not agree with it, but you're contradicting yourself.
I think Jammu... No, no. We are not contradicting ourselves. There is a particular situation, a particular context, and that has to be borne in mind. All of us, why are we in alliance with PDP? The very first point mentioned in our governance framework is to bring peace to the region, a strife-torn region.
Okay, and
to ensure there is some peace rapprochement.
Four people are dead and you are saying we will bring peace to Kashmir. I mean, Barka, it's really hurting.
I think if there are people like you to create trouble, you are busy only tweeting all the time. Your leader was a complete failure in governance and he's trying to give a sermon. I think shame on the national conference.
You are in government, you are in alliance with BDP. And you're talking
but
peace.
Kashmir is burning right now. You are a complete failure.
Please accept that. People have rejected you.
Okay.
And you
really?
Simply cannot
really?
See another government
people
in office.
Tanveer, the fact is that Jammu and Kashmir, whoever is the chief minister, it's a crown of thorns. You know this as well as I do. Let me speak. You have seen 2010 where 100 young boys in front of my eyes died on the streets in clashes with the security forces. 100 boys, Tanveer, let me remind you of 2010.
We took responsibility. Will Mehbooba Mufti take responsibility for the Handwara issue? Wahid is here. Let him answer.
Wahid can answer that in a moment. Let me get General Jaiswal in. General Jaiswal, we are seeing a very, very fragile situation on the ground. In fact, I believe that we have focused so much on India-Pakistan that we have forgotten to pay attention to the Kashmir Valley, which has had a political vacuum for 2 months, which has the resumption of an alliance. It's an alliance that is not ideologically necessarily at peace with each other. One. Two, we have seen this very, very tragic and sad incident where really I keep thinking of Naeem's mother who says, who will bring home my Gavaskar to me, known as the Sachin Tendulkar of Handwara. Do you believe that the army has reacted appropriately by saying that this incident is highly regrettable, but at the same time pointing to the video of this young girl to say our men were not responsible for the charge of molestation that sparked this entire cycle of violence?
First of all, Barkha, let me tell you, the flavor of rhetoric sets in whenever there is some issue. In this case also, the political rhetoric has started off. That's not the question. I feel very bad if in case truly the girl has been molested, whosoever has done it. If the army has done it, I can assure you the army will definitely take recourse to strict action against the person. If they have not, well, there'll be no action. Who's responsible? Four young boys have died. Any of our countrymen dying, we feel bad about it. But the circumstances under which these boys have died needs to be taken into account. Protest is one. But when you take law into your own hand, and let me tell you, the security forces have got enough procedures in place wherein they warn the crowd. And when their own position becomes dangerous, they open up fire. That is as per the IPC
but
also.
Should bullets be the answer to stones, sir? Yes, of course. But I'm just putting this thought to you only. Should bullets be the answer
why
to
not?
Stone? And
why not?
Why should the army be used for crowd control? It is not the army's job.
If there is an angry protest,
it should ideally be a police job. This should be a matter of policing. It is unfair to the army, in my opinion, 100%. To actually make the army do this.
What you're saying is absolutely right. The army comes into play when the situation goes out of hand of the police and then the army is requisitioned. Once the army is requisitioned, our instructions are absolutely crystal clear. We give warning. And, you know, bullet for stones, it's a very symbolic manner of putting across things. Do you want to see an army guy running naked and the crowd chasing him, what happened in 2010? Do you know people did die in the bus in 2010 when a brick hit a person? Do you know that people can get killed if a brick hits someone at a vital point? Mm. The army, when once it gets deployed, it's the sword arm of our nation. It's the last resort. If the police has not been able to control, no one has the right to take law into his own hands.
Okay, now
why should the police be killing anyone? Should the army? We are not interested. We say, please don't cross this line.
But
if they continue, and the soldiers start getting injured, then sorry.
Let me actually say here that actually a number of the families affected are talking about police firing and not army firing, including the family of Naeem Bhatt. In fact, one police officer has been suspended and moved out. But the army bunker in Handwara has also been removed as part of these negotiations that have been taking place to try and reach some sort of tenuous peace. Shabnam, what is going on in the valley? Why does the valley seem to be on edge from NIT to Handwara?
First of all, Barkha, I would just like to pay my condolences to those killed in Handwara. Handwara is my hometown. It's a place where I grew, and I'm deeply, deeply sorry for what happened and transpired in Handwara. Now, nothing rankles the human heart more than an acute sense of injustice. What happened in Handwara was injustice. Now, let me tell you this. I'm worried on three counts, Barkha. Now, whosoever has leaked this video of the girl, what we need to understand is that it has come at a great courage and cost. Do not in any way try to say this girl, whatever she is saying, it is an act of courage and her word should be taken as truth, because she is referring to some boys, some Hilal she has named. I am saying that these boys need to be booked. They should be booked for murder. They should be booked for sedition, one. Secondly, Barkha,
why murder?
I want to say
you're saying that the boys who did this to this young woman are responsible for the deaths eventually that happened
that
took place.
Yes, they should be booked for murder. No politics on that count. Now let me come to the main point. I saw the Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir in Delhi today. She is meeting the Prime Minister. The Honorable Prime Minister, Mr. Modi, should have asked her to go to Kashmir. Now, the word that she used today was that fortunately the Defense Minister met me. I want to tell Mehbooba Mufti what is fortunate for her that the Defense Minister of India met her. There is nothing fortunate about that. She should have been in Srinagar. She should have been tending to her duty. She should have been watching Handwara. She did not do it. She did what Umar Abdullah used to do on Chidambaram's shoulders. It is absolutely not in order for a chief minister to be giving bouquets to the Prime Minister of India when you have so many deaths in the state.
But how do
what justice the people of Handwara have already done what the administration failed to do.
Shabnam, is your objection to the fact, but Shabnam, how do you know that these meetings are not relevant to what's happening at the NIT or what's happened in Handwara? The fact of the matter is that Mr. Parikar has also issued a statement on what's happened in Handwara. These are connected things. She's not discussing something else with them.
Okay, Barkha. Now, Barkha, you answer me. What is fortunate about meeting an honorable minister? What is fortunate about
that? That dilutes the whole cause.
I, as a deeply offended that she used that word.
That dilutes her meeting the defense
to
minister.
The entire Kashmir. Well, now she needs to say sorry on what's fortunate about meeting.
Let me take this to GVL Rao and why. Okay, GVL Rao. Now, one word is.
I won't respond to that.
The people of Handwara.
I won't respond to that.
The people of Handwara. Who said that the army was not involved? It was the Kashmir police which was involved.
Okay, one minute. Shabnam, you've raised a question. Shabnam,
coming out with the truth.
Okay, you've raised a question. Yes. One, you've said whoever molested this young girl or this young woman are the people responsible for the murders that subsequently took place. That's one statement. Yes. Second, what is Mehbooba doing in Delhi, and why did she use the word fortunate? is the focus on the word legitimate? GVL Rao, the opposition and people like Shabnam in Jammu and Kashmir saying the chief minister should have rushed back to Srinagar.
I think this incident happened yesterday, and she was aware. She had all the information with her, and this information she ought to have discussed with defense minister at some point of time. I think her meeting with the defense minister would only create conducive conditions.
Let him make his point. Yeah, GVL, go ahead.
Maybe her meeting with the defense minister was not scheduled earlier.
Yeah.
And she was able to meet him at a short notice. We all know defense minister is really a busy minister.
Then
he doesn't sit here idle.
He is not like
Umar Abdullah, who is all the time. So if this was an unscheduled meeting, I think it's a choice. I think it's very unfortunate that we are debating on one word that she had used for the defense minister.
I was fortunate enough to meet the defense minister. Okay. There is no justification for this.
Why not?
She should come out saying sorry. She
Why
should
not
say all this. Because
one minute.
How can you all make one word the focus of your argument? One minute. How can one word be the focus of your argument?
I think.
How can one word be the focus, Tanveer? How can one word be the focus?
It comes from the chief ministers now.
Can I respond to that?
Okay. Why? Go ahead.
Well, look, the demand is again not from our opponents for justice.
It
is fortunate because it was not a scheduled meeting, and she rushed to the defense minister as soon as she heard about the news. So it's certainly fortunate the defense minister was courteous enough to it was an unscheduled meeting. Second important thing, why did her brother not rush it to the Handwara, which is their home ground as well? And I just want to tell you, look, what is more important in this entire incident?
Yeah.
We have been.
He is there. Come on, Mr. Farah. Allow me to speak now. Barkha, I need to come in. Please, I need to respond after that. You can respond after that.
Allow me to continue.
Yes.
What is more critical at this juncture that you need to understand, that Kashmir has come out from a counter-terrorism narrative to a conflict transformation narrative, from a military-militant conflict to a mainstream separatist conflict. Mm. The reason PDP has been consistently talking about whether healing touch or reconciliation,
really?
That is the reason, because we need to decongest a lot of places.
I seriously,
we need to also,
this cannot be an argument right now.
Allow me to speak. If you have an argument, allow me to speak. There was three months stalemate when this government was becoming. And what were the all issues that Mahabubaji was raising
Nothing
with the union government? Allow me to speak. Allow me. I know you have a. You
okay.
want to do
Please.
Politics. You are
I'm
all
not,
time. You have 6 years
I
to do politics. National conference.
Okay. Okay. Make your point. I want to go to the others.
Wahid became chief minister. Nearest house was shot dead. Haji Yusuf was shot dead in his home. They hanged Abdul Guru. They hanged. They killed 120 people. And this person is telling. And these people were telling we take responsibility
okay,
of 2010. If you are taking responsibility of 2010, then there are murder charges
okay,
against
okay,
you. Then
okay,
you should
Shabnam,
be all booked.
No, no, no.
Then Umar
Abdullah okay, 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 that's it. That's it between the PDP and the ANC. I want Shabnam and General Saleh. We are not here to blame. I have to bring the mic down for half a second. As I go to Shabnam now. Shabnam, the question to you from Wahid Para is, you're also sitting in Delhi. Why are you making so much of Mehbooba Mufti meeting relevant people in Delhi? And how can one word fortunately be the thrust of your argument?
You see, Barkha, then there's another statement that she made today. She said, they are poor and we will give them compensation. What does she mean by that? That those people who die, they are poor, and New Delhi, she will bring funds from New Delhi and then it's fine? She needs to apologize for that statement. Why did she say that?
This is how you think about it. This is about your mentality, not her. This is about your typical very mentality, how you read your statement. This is not about, she has not talked about compensation. She has not talked about compensation. She said that justice will be done.
General Jaiswal, the point is, one minute please, everybody. We are all as a country in danger of seeing what's happening in the Kashmir Valley. Peace is very tenuous. Tourists cannot be used as an index for sustainable normalcy. We like to believe we're in a normalcy phase. We are not in a normalcy phase. There is discontent simmering right below the surface, and it has erupted and bubbled over today. My question to you, sir, is what should the army be doing at this point, especially amid reports that the police too was responsible for the firing? In fact, there are suggestions that the police may have been primarily responsible, but their army is being criticized by parties like the National Conference for leaking the video. The army and the police are both facing criticism. The official release, I will again say, did blur the identity of the woman.
If they have, I do not know the legal provision, so I can't comment, but if in case they have shown the identity of the lady, of the girl, that's unfortunate, and whosoever is responsible, he should be taken to task.
Yes.
But I want to just slightly switch on the other side.
Yes.
I don't understand, it's become Takiya Kalam in J&K to speak against the army for anything and everything. You don't want the army to create a conducive environment for good governance, please let them go back to the barracks, and you will see the effect within 15 days. I bet my experience on that. Second, I don't know why we
General, Shabnam, she's making an important point. It's to your point. She's saying Handwara has spoken against the police, not the army.
Shabnam, you're a lady, I respect you. General Saab, this is what I am pointing out.
Handwara has spoken for the army.
Please let me speak.
It has spoken against the police.
Allow me to speak. This is what I am trying to tell you.
Yes.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I want to just say this word. We are all adept in our eloquence, in English for that matter. That she was fortunate when she says that. Please don't take only the negatives of it. Take the positives. Well, it could have been possible that the defense minister was out somewhere else. She was fortunate enough that he was there and she could meet him. Why take the negatives? Why play on that line?
Shabnam, I want you to elaborate on what you said to the general. 1 minute, General Saab. General Saab, 1 minute. I want you to elaborate on what you said, that Handwara is angry with the police, not with the army, because this is an important point right now. So please elaborate on that point.
Yes, General Saab, this is what I want to say. We all generalize. Today, NDTV specifically had a clip of the uncle of that slain cricketer.
Yes.
It was he who said that army did not fire. It is the Jammu Kashmir ASI Rafiq Ahmed who created this mayhem.
Yes.
So we must appreciate the people of Handwara. They have not blamed the army, sir. It is the Kashmiri, that Rafiq Ahmed, who has contributed to this mayhem, sir.
Yes.
One. Secondly, sir, it is a border area. Let me tell you one thing. The army has been usually nice to the people of Handwara and Kupwara, because after every 4-5 kilometers, sir, you find an army unit. So they really have to coexist with each other. And overall, there has never been any such problem, sir. We should address these things. Now, once the people of Handwara have themselves come and said, not the army, the police is involved, the administration has very little to do now. And again, Barkha, through this program, I would again request everyone, this girl should not be troubled.
Yes.
She has done a very brave thing.
Agreed.
Now they will go out and hound her family. She need not be hounded. And I have one point to your reporter, Nazir Masoodi. He is a good reporter. But even he was putting the onus today on the killings and not on the fact that this girl has come and
let's not forget the girl.
I have
I
not
agree
been
with
molested.
You. Let's
it
not forget
very,
the girl.
It is very brave on her part.
Let's not forget
and
the
we
girl.
We must protect her.
Yes.
We must protect her family.
Yes, we
and
will we have to leave it here.
Respect her for that.
We will
this
have to leave it here. I think that's something we can all agree on. I think we can end on that note because that's something we can all agree on. This young woman's identity must be protected and she must not be hounded. But I think in Delhi too, Mr. Rao and Wahid, since both of you are in government in J&K, these are tenuous things. Jammu and Kashmir is not just any other state. There are those across the border waiting to fish in troubled waters. So I think we must really, really be sensitive to this state and depoliticize our debates around it. We leave it there. Tanveer Sadiq, Wahid, GVL Rao, General Jaswal, Shabnam Lone. Thank you so much for joining us on the Buckstops. Moving on now to our other story on the Buck Stops here tonight. Well, Twitter and anyone with a sense of humor has had a field day with the renaming of Gurgaon to Gurugram. All kinds of jokes have lit up the online space, but the more serious question is, what is all this name changing about? Joining us on the program, the BJP's Sudhanshu Trivedi. Also with me in the studio, Sanjay Rajora, one of our best known stand-up comedians. And also joining us, Amir Raza Hussain. Sudhanshu ji, what is Gurugram about? Har jane ne is ek joke, you know, everybody's had a swipe at this. Even I made a joke saying, I suppose we should thank our stars, it's not Instagram. Ye kya logic hai Gurugram ki?
Dekhe, logic ye hai kya, naam badla gaya hai kya? The original name is Gurugram. If Guru is called good, what do you mean? Means you are happy with the name good for Guru.
With
when the Guru is such a reverend word in entire Indian context, from Vedic age to the Sikh Gurus and others, but somebody is happy with good. And moreover, it's not just the cultural or the tradition. If it is a historical fact, if you go in the British time, the district gazetteer of Gurgaon in 1910, it clearly says that the name of this place was Gurugram, which was subsequently distorted and became Gurgaon. So, is there any problem about
it? What does it achieve? What is this about? Do you know anybody who lives in Gurgaon who calls it Gurugram?
Barkha, can you answer what was achieved by calling Madras as Chennai and Bombay as Mumbai?
I agree
and
with Calcutta you. I think nothing.
Kolkata,
the I reason think nothing. Is. Main toh abhi
no,
bhi Calcutta bolti hu.
It is not renaming. It is just calling it in the correct pronunciation. If you are speaking in English and you are speaking a distorted pronunciation, if it is changed, then you will say, how does it matter? Even the public understands. So it means there is no meaning of
so
grammar.
So you are saying
Gurgaon
is a distortion. Sudhanshu ji, you are saying Gurgaon
yes,
is a distortion.
Written in the original district gazetteer of British time, 1910, that the name was Gurugram and it was distorted by the colloquials and the local language and become Gurgaon.
Amir Raza Hussain.
I am not saying. I am quoting the British document.
Okay. Amir Raza Hussain.
You know, I tell you one thing, I just found out that I went on to look up the history of Gurgaon on Wikipedia and things like that, and I found that all in the last 24 hours, the history has been distorted to include that this was earlier known as Gurugram. Nowhere have we heard that this place was known as Gurugram. And as far as Kolkata and Mumbai, etc. are concerned and Pune is concerned, these were
I have quoted the document,
Kolkata
you first verify and then say like this that
no,
just, you have heard. Then you should study.
No.
The original government document.
I study, of course. Oh, will you let me speak? You know, today I live in Gurgaon and I think today the need of the hour is to provide water for people to provide electricity for people. We have got the tag of being a millennium city. Mm. We've got to live up to that tag. We are faced with riots. We are faced with buns. We are faced with all kinds of problems which the administration cannot deal with. Mm. We are not going forward as a city. We are not developing as a city. And we are expending energy, money and time space and mind space on changing a name. What sense does that make, for God's sakes?
Okay. Sanjay Rajora, it of course...
You know, it may have been...
Yeah, sorry. Amir, complete your point. Complete your point.
I'm just saying it may have been... It may have been Gurugram. I don't think it was. I think, you know, this is a typical exercise of saying, oh, this was the truth and this is not the truth. I don't think this was the truth. But even if it was, what is the sense? Try and develop the city, for God's sake.
What is its relevance
given
today?
Given it a millennium tag.
What is its
try
relevance
and make
today
the city live up to that tag.
Okay. Sanjay,
yes,
aap logo ke business
stop rapes in the city.
This is great, great material. Ye ek material mil gaya hai sare stand-up comics ko. Aaj bas joke pe joke Gurugram aur Gurgaon pe chal raha hai.
See, the thing is, like, I belong to Bulandshahr in UP.
Haan.
Bulandshahr mein shahar lagne se na to wo shahar ho gaya hai. Aur Gurugram mein gram lagne se na to wo gaon ho gaya hai. If you look at Gurgaon, it's a mess. You know, ek earthquake pura Gurgaon tehas nehas kar sakta hai. Wahan pani nahi hai. Wahan women security kuch nahi hai. Wahan public transport kuch nahi hai. But we have come with a brilliant idea ki iska naam badal do, bachcha sudhar jayega apne aap. जैसे कई बार आपको पंडित आके बोल देता है ना कि यार इसका नाम इसकी राशि ठीक नहीं है इसकी राशि ठीक कर दो कहाँ से नहीं इसका नाम गा से कर दो तो सब कुछ सारे इलविल ठीक हो जाएंगे मेरे को नहीं पता कि क्या दिमाग लाए कौन से गैजेट में क्या लिखा हुआ है व्हाट इज इन अ नेम शेक्सपियर ने बोला ना नाम में क्या रखा हुआ है आप एक पब्लिक ट्रांसपोर्ट मुहैया करा दो ना वहाँ पे आप पानी की प्रॉब्लम दूर कर दो ना वहाँ पे कोई सिक्योरिटी नहीं एक फिल्म आई थी एक फिल्म आई थी NH10 उसमें बड़ा सही डायलॉग है एक कि जहां से गुड़गांव शुरू होता है ना वहां से आपका कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन खत्म हो जाता है तो rather than focusing on all those things, what we come up with, नाम बदल दो ये बच्चे का।
पर सुधांशु जी कहते हैं पहले भी हो चुका है कांग्रेस ने भी कोशिशें की हैं आप देखिए कि कनॉट प्लेस को राजीव चौक करने की कोशिश कर्नाटका में 12 शहर बदले गए मतलब
that doesn't
नहीं मैं ये कह रहा हूँ बरखा ये कांग्रेस
no no I'm saying just because the Congress has done it doesn't make it right the Congress has done so many stupid things That doesn't mean that the BJP follows it up or that we sit back and accept it because the Congress has done it.
But are you saying, Amir, that a name has no no relevance? Because sometimes symbols do matter in context of history and culture. For example, Aurangzeb Road renamed after Dr. Kalam. You know, and people...
Yeah, also...
So there is an argument sometimes that history does need to be revisited. For example, today is the anniversary of the Jallianwala Bagh massacre, coinciding, of course, very ironically with the visit of the royal couple that most Indians seem to be tripping over themselves to meet. So, we can't discount history. Ye bhi ek argument hai.
No, we cannot discount history. Absolutely. No. You cannot discount history at all. History is separate and this silly little name is separate, you know. We have a name based on mythology, but Gurgaon is not very different from Gurugram. It means the same thing.
And, okay.
You know, just by changing the name, you're not going to change what is happening in the city. The city today sucks. The government and the municipal corporation of this city should look to improving the quality of life of the people living here.
I'll put that to Sudhanshu
in
a minute from now.
During summer.
Yeah, sorry, complete your point, Amir.
You in summer, you have 8 to 10 hours power cuts. The security and safety in this city is terrible. It was, very close to being called the rape capital of the country last year.
So,
there's unruly behavior in the pubs, the business has dropped, the business coming here has
so
dropped.
So you're saying this is irrelevant and it's a distraction.
The Haryana chief minister.
Yeah.
Absolutely, the attempt by the Haryana chief minister a month ago to try and bring business into Gurgaon and into Haryana was a disaster. So, we should concentrate on those things rather than concentrating on this name because perhaps because there was some a mention about a name in old British records.
Okay, Sanjay, before I get to Sudhanshu,
may I just want to say one thing, that there is another motive that it's very easy to see ke Aurangzeb road ka naam isliye badla gaya ki Aurangzeb ne bada zulm kiya Hindustan ke upar. If you look into mythology, Guru Dronacharya ne Eklavya ka angutha kaata tha ke bhai wo dalit hai aur wo Arjun ke samne nahi aa sakta. So if by that logic you are changing the name of Aurangzeb road, on the other hand, usi logic se aap iska naam Gurugram kar rahe ho, mujhe ye samajh nahi
aa raha. Aap keh rahe hain ki symbolism ke level pe Dronacharya as an icon today doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Sudhanshu Trivedi, this is a very interesting and new element in the argument.
No, very interesting.
Yes.
ये जो भी सज्जन ये क्वेश्चन पूछ रहे हैं,
इनको पता है एकलव्य कौन था?
संजय है,
संजय राजोरा नाम है मेरा।
हाँ संजय जी, डू यू नो हु वाज एकलव्य एंड वेयर इज द मेंशन ऑफ एकलव्य इन महाभारत?
सर सब
यू जस्ट कोट द चैप्टर देन आई विल एक्सप्लेन।
सर देखो ना, आपने चिल्ला के बात मत करो, धीरे
बात करो। पता नहीं है?
अरे आपको सब पता है,
बात तो बैटिंग कर रहे हैं
आप। बैटिंग मेरी बैटिंग अभी आपने देखी नहीं है सर।
ना एकलव्य कौन था?
एकलव्य मुझे,
नाउ आई विल कोट, आई कैन स्पीक Now I am telling you.
हाँ तो आप पर्सनल अटैक ना करें पहले, ठीक है ना? मेरी बैटिंग अभी आपने देखी नहीं है।
अगर आपने गजेटियर नहीं पढ़ा, आपने
गवर्नमेंट
डॉक्यूमेंट नहीं पढ़ा, आपने हिस्टोरिकल डॉक्यूमेंट नहीं पढ़ा, आपने एकलव्य के बारे में नहीं पढ़ा,
सुधांशु
मेरे ख्याल से मैं आपसे ज्यादा पढ़ा लिखा हूँ।
अच्छा एक
आने तो बता दीजिए ना, एकलव्य का उल्लेख महाभारत में किस चैप्टर में, बताइए।
अरे तो यार आप, मैं आपसे पूछूं कि इंडिया के कितने स्टेट की सबकी कैपिटल आप बता दें?
अरे सुधांशु,
अरे बता देंगे, आप पूछना शुरू करिए, आई विल एक्सप्लेन।
तो मुश्किल टाइम है यहां पे
सुधांशु त्रिवेदी, एक मिनट लेट मी आस्क अ क्वेश्चन।
तो यू एक्सेप्ट सुधांशु त्रिवेदी, फॉरगेट अबाउट एकलव्य, यू हैव नॉट इवन रेड द चैप्टर, नाउ आई विल कोट।
सर मैं माइथोलॉजी नहीं पढ़ता सर, मैं रियलिटी में रहता हूं।
ठीक है भाई, तो फिर जो पढ़ा नहीं उस पे कमेंट क्यों कर रहे हैं?
आप गैजेट पढ़ के आगे आप मेरे को सुनाने लग जाओगे।
यू आर कमेंटिंग ऑन फिक्शन।
लेट मी पुट अ क्वेश्चन।
पूरा महाभारत फिक्शन है सर।
नॉलेज एंड द सब्सटेंटिव नॉलेज। नाउ आई एम कमिंग टू द पॉइंट, फॉरगेट अबाउट, डोंट गो इन दैट डिस्कशन। आई एम नॉट मेंट एनीथिंग पर्सनल, आई वॉज जस्ट कोटिंग दैट ऑल दिस मैकॉले स्कूल ऑफ थॉट पीपल हु हैव नॉट रेड एनीथिंग आर सेइंग। नाउ आई एम कमिंग टू द पॉइंट। महाभारत के वन पर्व में एकलव्य का उल्लेख आता है, जिसमें एकलव्य ने खुद कहा है कि हु एम आई, ही हैज आंसर्ड कि मैं मगध नरेश जरासंघ के प्रधान सेनापति हिरण्यधनु का पुत्र एकलव्य हूं। ही वॉज द सन ऑफ द कमांडर इन चीफ ऑफ किंग ऑफ द मगध, वेर ही वॉज दलित।
वन मिनट
सर, आप कहां लेके जा रहे हो बात को?
अरे भाई बताओ तो, आपने दलित का कोई प्रूफ है?
वो अंगूठा क्यों कटा था?
सुधांशु जी, अभी जो हाल में हैदराबाद में प्रोटेस्ट हुए थे, द दलित स्टूडेंट्स देयर व्हेन दे वर रैलिंग फॉर रोहित, दे सेड नो मोर एकलव्यस। So their perception also is that Eklavya, who was somebody who was unfairly asked to cut off his angutha so that Arjun did not have to compete with him. Ye baat to aap mante hai na? So the metaphor is being questioned by Sanjay. The metaphor,
yes,
is being questioned.
Barsha, you have said very well that it is a perception, but it is not the reality.
So what
if there
the
was a perception in 1633 that sun revolves round the earth and the Galileo was speaking against the perception? So it doesn't mean that by perception the earth has changed its
Let
course.
Let us come back
Ultimately,
to the issue.
Sir, science
everybody
believe
has to change
sir.
His perception by the reality. Eklavya was not a Dalit. You study and then answer.
अरे सर मैं तो ये पूछ रहा हूँ सर जी, जो हैदराबाद में लड़के चिल्ला रहे थे और ये अंगूठा क्यों कटा था?
अरे तो भाई अगर सन 1633 में सारी दुनिया कह रही थी सूर्य पृथ्वी के चारों ओर घूमता तो घूमने लगा क्या?
सर हमारे यहाँ तो अभी भी कह रहे हैं कि सबसे पहली प्लास्टिक सर्जरी हमारे यहाँ हुई थी।
अरे भाई इसमें तो कोई संदेह है क्या? वो छोड़िए उसको ना, बहुत कुछ पढ़ा नहीं है इसलिए लोगों को जानकारी नहीं
है। मेरी पढ़ाई की बातें आप ना करें।
अच्छा चलिए, लेट्स कम बैक टू द टॉपिक, द गुड़गांव टू गुरुग्राम।
Now, Barkha, I am coming. Sudhanshu. He was saying that we have not done anything for the development of Gurgaon.
No, I am saying, इससे क्या है? ये नाम बदलने से क्या मिलता है नेताओं को? मैं सिर्फ बीजेपी की बात नहीं कर रही। This has happened in Karnataka, it's happened in Odisha, it's happened in Pondicherry, it's happened in Maharashtra, it's happened in Delhi.
This is not the change of name, this is just the correct spelling and correct pronunciation. Or you should say openly that the pronunciation, grammar and spelling doesn't mean anything.
Sir,
ये तो गुरु ग्राम, गुरु और गुड़ में आपने कहावत सुनी है ना हिंदी में कि गुरु गुड़ और चेला शक्कर। अरे भाई दुनिया कहां से कहां पहुंच गई, प्योरिफाई होके आप गुड़ पे ही पड़े हुए हैं
और हम नाम बदलने में लगे हुए हैं। सर सही कह रहे हो।
ओके लास्ट,
मैं आ रहा हूं नाउ कमिंग टू द डेवलपमेंट एस्पेक्ट ऑफ गुड़गांव। लेट मी कंप्लीट वन सर।
ओके क्विकली लास्ट कमेंट।
नरेंद्र मोदी हैज एस्टैब्लिश्ड द इंटरनेशनल सेंटर ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोलर अलायंस इन गुड़गांव, लेड बाय फाउंडेशन लेड बाय द फ्रेंच प्रेसिडेंट। वी हैव मेड द ईपी सेंटर ऑफ इंटरनेशनल इंडियन काउंसिल ऑफ कल्चरल रिसर्च। whether it is the Manesar Palwal Expressway or changing the course or transforming the IFFCO Chowk or the Signature Towers, all has been done by our government.
So what it is not. Gurugram we want achieve? To transform. What does this name change achieve? We want to what is it going to change in Gurgaon? Sir, what is this name going to name change going to achieve, Sudhanshu ji? क्या मिलेगा हमें इससे?
जी मैं आपको बताता हूं, दुनिया में कोई भी राज्य राष्ट्र सिर्फ विकास से महान नहीं बनता है. इफ यू गो बाय दैट देन इन दैट केस तो हमारे बुजुर्ग मनमोहन सिंह जाके 2006 में कहे आए थे अंग्रेजों का राज अच्छा था. इट डजेंट मीन कि ओनली बाय इट्स अ डेवलपमेंट आइडेंटिटी एंड योर सेल्फ प्राइड बोथ एंड द थिंग्स इन राइट पर्सपेक्टिव.
ओके संजय.
नहीं पता नहीं किस कौन सी सेल्फ प्राइड गुड़गांव में रह के, मैं तो डर लगता है गुड़गांव जाते वक्त मेरे को यार. कौन सी प्राइड है वहां पे? मतलब आई सी एवरी डे वुमेन आर स्ट्रगलिंग टू गेट पब्लिक ट्रांसपोर्ट ओवर देयर एंड एवरी सिंगल डे देयर इज वन न्यूज और द अदर. अब इन्होंने बड़े सारे प्रोजेक्ट मेरे को गिना दिया, हो जाए अच्छा हो जाए तो बहुत ही बढ़िया बात है, लेकिन मेरे सामने तो कुछ नहीं हो रहा, मुझे कुछ नहीं दिख रहा. और जो आमिर रजा साहब गुड़गांव में रहते हैं वो खुद बोल रहे हैं कि दिस प्लेस इज अ मेस.
पर आप मानते हैं कि कई बार नाम बदलने में हिस्ट्री और आइडेंटिटी और कल्चर की
बात आ जाती है? देखिए नाम बदलना अपने आप में एक हिस्टोरिकल जेस्चर है, आप उससे कुछ ना कुछ कहना चाह रहे हैं कि हम क्यों इसका नाम ऐसा बदल रहे हैं. जब औरंगजेब रोड का नाम बदला गया था द गवर्नमेंट वाज ट्राइंग टू से समथिंग. राइट नाउ यहां पे भी ये कुछ कहना चाह रहे हैं और वो सिर्फ इतना नहीं, क्योंकि सबको मालूम है नाम बदलने से कुछ नहीं होगा, इसको गुड़गांव ही बुलाएंगे सब कि कोई कुछ नहीं, बट द सिंबोलिज्म कि हम आपको भूलने नहीं देंगे कि आप थे क्या. दिस एंड आयरोनिकली दिस हैपेंड ऑन जस्ट बिफोर अंबेडकर जयंती.
काइंड ऑफ रिविजनिज्म.
या इट इज.
सुधांशु त्रिवेदी 10 सेकंड्स हैव टू एंड देन.
मैं सिर्फ एक बात कहूंगा कि जो लोग आज भी गुरु को गुड़ ही बोलना चाहते हैं ये वो लोग हैं जिन्होंने पूरा गुड़ गोबर करके रखा था पिछले 50-60 सालों में.
सर गुड़ बहुत मीठा होता है, मीठा आप भी खाया करो.
विद द डेवलपमेंट ऑफ 21st सेंचुरी इंडिया इज मार्चिंग अहेड. वी आर द फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग इकोनॉमी, वी आर द बिगेस्ट अट्रैक्शन ऑफ एफडीआई. तो ऑब्वियसली इफ वी आर जस्ट करेक्टिंग ए प्रोनाउंसिएशन then where is the problem? How can it be Gurugram is calling silly and okay. Gurugram is calling not silly? I don't understand which type of logic is this.
Sir, proper noun में तो pronunciation कुछ होता नहीं, मैं इतनी अंग्रेजी जानता नहीं, वो फिर भी मुझे ऐसा लगा.
Okay, we leave it there. Sudhanshu Trivedi, Sanjay Rajora.
No, guru word is also there in English, but good word is not in English. So, guru word is more acceptable in Hindi, English, Sanskrit or any of the Indian language, be it a Punjabi, Tamil, Bengali or any other.
क्या?
Even in English, guru word is there.
We will leave it there. Sanjay Rajora, Sudhanshu Trivedi, thank you so much for joining us on the Buckstops here. But yes, the jury is out and my bet is that everybody is still going to be saying Gurgaon and not Gurugram.